From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Cameron Conner. A Republican state representative is advocating for a wholesale change to the state's election laws. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum has more from Peggy McGaw's appearance on Politically Speaking.
McGaw spent several decades as an election official in Carroll County, and like many local leaders who administer elections, McGaw wants to pare down a system where voters have to provide an excuse to get an absentee ballot. The Carrollton Republican says the biggest issue is people can provide an excuse that's not true, and there's nothing anybody can do about that.
It's time to do something for the people so that they know that their ballots are cast and count. They don't have to rely on the mail. They don't have to lie to get a ballot.
Missouri experienced a surge in absentee voting in 2020 due to concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Mike Parson says he was embarrassed and disrespected when House leaders told him that he could not give the State of the State address in the chamber due to coronavirus concerns. Parson wrote a letter on Friday claiming the GOP lawmakers' disgusting scheme was purposeful. The governor usually delivers an annual speech to lawmakers in the House. Parson says that he was not told to use the chamber just hours before his speech was about to take place Wednesday. Other Republican legislative leaders say the venue was switched for better social distancing. The top Senate Democrat is questioning why Parson delivered an in-person speech in the first place. The state is changing its COVID-19 vaccine distribution model to prioritize hospitals in an effort to speed up the lagging rollout. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
Missouri will be sending just over half of its weekly vaccine shipments to nearly 30 hospitals across the state in the coming month. The State Department of Health and Senior Services says it chose facilities with the capacity to carry out 5,000 vaccinations per week, although the allocations for each may be lower. Missouri Hospital Association spokesperson Dave Dillon says putting hospitals in charge will help streamline distribution.
You know, we're structured to do this kind of work. Many of our hospital systems, you know, they can use multiple hospitals as platforms, and they also have very strong community connections.
The state expects to get weekly shipments of 76,000 doses from the federal government. Missouri has consistently ranked in the bottom five states nationally by percentage of population vaccinated. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
Killings rose dramatically across the U.S. last year, and a study suggests that the coronavirus pandemic and racial injustice unrest were factors. The study released Monday by the National Commission on COVID-19 and Criminal Justice, along with Arnold Ventures, looked at crime rates in 34 cities. It found a 30% spike in homicides in 2020 compared to 2019. Study leaders called for urgent action to improve relations with police and expand anti-violence initiatives. A study author says many officers were forced to quarantine last year, and maintaining social distancing kept them from the sort of community outreach needed to help stop violence before it happens. I'm Cameron Conner, KBIA.